Despite the recent wave of layoffs, many U.S. companies consider employee retention to be a critical business priority. A recent survey of businesses, 78% said keeping employees was the top benefits-related concern. One way to retain employees is to continue giving pay raises. Seems most large companies don't plan to change that strategy. NPR's David Malpas reports.
There's no doubt that continued corporate belt tightening will be a major theme of business planning for 2002 as companies continue to wrestle with the recession. Somewhat surprisingly, though, the largest employers are not skimping on planned pay raises, according to surveys by the Conference Board, a nonprofit research group based in New York. Charles Peck is a compensation specialist there.
The amounts budgeted for pay raises, about 4%, will go forward as far as the majority of companies we surveyed. But there's a lot going on under there.
What's going on, says Peck, is that while salaries in general are increasing, some employers are delaying those raises a few months. Others are paying out a lot less in terms of bonuses, providing fewer job perks, watching expense reports more closely, and even encroaching on what has been considered sacred territory, retirement benefits.
A few of the companies that we surveyed said that they were going to temporarily reduce or eliminate their contribution to the 401k retirement plan.
Surveys suggest that complaints about such retrenchments are likely to be muted in this era of frequent job layoffs. Charles Peck draws on a famous literary quip to describe the current mood of most workers.
Like I believe Dr. Johnson said, the knowledge that you will be hanged tomorrow concentrates the mind wonderfully. And if I'm faced with the possibility of losing my job, that is going to be my concentration rather than my merit increase or my 401k contribution.
And more layoffs are coming, according to the Chicago-based outplacement firm of Challenger, Gray & Christmas. John Challenger says job cuts in 2001 were three times worse than in any year of the last decade, and he says 2002 doesn't look like a turnaround year yet.
We track announcements, plans that companies have going forward. Usually they're looking ahead 6 months, and so far there has been no slowdown in those layoff announcements. It would suggest that most businesses, they're still cutting back because the revenues are not returning to the levels that they had before the recession started.
Challenger's surveys do find some good news, though, in terms of workplace behavior. Signs of a growing sense of normalcy after the turbulence of September 11th. Workplace radios are tuning back into light music instead of all news stations. Workers are not rushing home at the close of business, but revisiting favorite happy hour spots.
We're not cocooning and hibernating to the same degree that we were. And that does mean going out and having a lunch rather than brown bagging it. It means changing the kind of conversation around the water cooler from constant focus on Afghanistan and terrorists internally.
People are looking forward again, Challenger says, with the view that life is too short to be consumed by worry. David Malpas, NPR News.